Text 7. This is an extract from a talk show.
Before you listen to text 7, read questions 18 to 20 now. Listen to text 7 and answer questions 18 to 20. Hello, boys and girls. I am Susie Lam, a professional photographer for children. Yes, I take pictures of children during birthdays, kindergarten graduations, and other important occasions. Well, I'm here to give you a few simple tips since you are interested in photography. These are not tips about handling the camera. You can find such tips from many sources, in books and online. My tips come from my experience in working with children. First, you have to be patient. A child does not smile when you tell him or her to. So what do you do? Sometimes you do silly things like make faces, jump like a frog, or even flapping your arms like a chicken. Look funny if you want a natural smile from a nervous or uncooperative child. It works all the time. Tip number 2. It is still be patient. Do not rush if the child is not ready. Sometimes the hair gets disheveled or tangled up, or the shirt gets wrinkled because the child is actively running about. If you shoot right away, you will have to reshoot again because the parents will not be happy with the photos. It is better to wait patiently to get that perfect shot. Question 18. Who is the talk show for? Question 19. What can you do to make a child smile? Question 20. Which of the following best describes what Susie Lam advises? Listen to text 7 again. Hello, boys and girls. I am Susie Lam, a professional photographer for children. Yes, I take pictures of children during birthdays, kindergarten graduations, and other important occasions. Well, I'm here to give you a few simple tips since you are interested in photography. These are not tips about handling the camera. You can find such tips from many sources, in books and online. My tips come from my experience in working with children. First, you have to be patient. A child does not smile when you tell him or her to. So what do you do? Sometimes you do silly things like make faces, jump like a frog, or even flapping your arms like a chicken. Look funny if you want a natural smile from a nervous or uncooperative child. It works all the time. Tip number 2. It is still be patient. Do not rush if the child is not ready. Sometimes the hair gets disheveled or tangled up, or the shirt gets wrinkled because the child is actively running about. If you shoot right away, you will have to reshoot again because the parents will not be happy with the photos. It is better to wait patiently to get that perfect shot.